70 years ago, a war brought two unlikely groups of people together. Young, healthy American soldiers and famished Jewish prisoners.
It was frightening, you know, to see people the way they were. Bones, and that's about all they had, bones.
Army scout Albert Binko helped liberate a subcamp of Dachau concentration camp in Germany in April 1945. Sunday, he reunited with survivors of concentration camps.
My name is Rosa Blom. I was born in
Romania. My name is Max Globin.
My name is Andrew Biczynski.
I was born in Warsaw.
I happen to be Polish origin American.
I'm Rosie Ann Zerner. I'm a survivor from Lithuania, where only 4% of Jews survived.
Blum, Glauben, Biczynski, and Zerner shared the stage with liberators at the Frontiers of Flight Museum in Dallas. They sat below an enormous American flag and vintage fighter planes dangling from the ceiling. Max Glauben was a young boy when the Warsaw Ghetto Wall was built around the neighborhood he lived in. His family relied on him to smuggle food into the ghetto for them to survive.
But at the same time, I was helping him build the bricks that did the wall that confined us.
His entire family was deported to an extermination camp, where his younger brother and mother were murdered. Glauben and his father were selected to work as slave laborers in an airplane factory. He never thought he'd be liberated. And it turns out many liberators never imagined the ghastly scenes they'd see at the end of World War II.
I don't know of anybody that knew the Germans had the concentration camps until they found one.
Lieutenant Colonel Charles Alford was among those who liberated a subcamp of Buchenwald, a concentration camp in Germany.
It just looked like they were designed to get rid of people. They didn't care if they didn't eat. They didn't care if they got sick. If they couldn't walk to the crematorium, they'd haul them over there and dump them. But it was just a sickening sight.
Whew. As sickening as some of the memories are, the point of this gathering on the 70th anniversary of the World War II victory in Europe was not just to shock the younger people in the audience. It was to remind them that these types of atrocities are still happening today. And the small attendance, just dozens of people, upset former Florida Congressman Alan West, who now lives in Dallas.
It hurts my heart today that we have these incredible men here. And not every single seat in this museum is not filled.
West, like his father and brother, served in the armed forces.
When we talk about carrying forth a legacy, carrying forth the torch of liberty in uncertain times, that's how we do it. These incredible men and women. And those are the stories that we must continue to tell. Because if we don't tell those stories, then the next thing you know, that torch of liberty may be extinguished.
It was a feeling echoed by Holocaust survivor Max Gruber.
We sometimes remember the good things, but we seem to forget some of the bad things. The only way to teach the public about the bad things is repetition.
Through retelling a story, Glauben says, that is too often confined to history books. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.